Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. And call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. God bless you as always. We are happy to have you and you wherever you might be at this time. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, Dr. Truth is on the air. And as we go through the broadcast and the study, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you and you. Amen. And we want to let you know what the subject is as we start this program right now. And this be with about what it means to backslide. What it's about backsliding, you know, to go back on what God had given you and what God is expecting of you. Amen. And our desire here at Doctrine of Truth that we seek to have the grassroots level of understanding and your experience and what you might know of the subject and how to explain it, that we can grow thereby. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you will be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for being with us wherever we might be, some that be calling in, some in Bible study, some in on the road. Oh, God, incarcerated, some like me in a hospital room. Lord, we thank you because you're omnipresent, all-knowing, all-seeing, and you're everywhere. And we thank you now in Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, amen. You could always call in, amen, as we go on through this discussion. 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. What we're going to do is, as always, amen, we are never out to seek to overtalk anyone or to tease anyone, to you know, embarrass anyone. So we're always asking, amen, that you would observe when we call your area code in the last four digits of your telephone number. If you want to give your first name, you can. If not, we will just say that we will express that you are on the air. One, and our technician will type you in. Amen. We're talking about now what it means to backslide. You know, Christians have to be aware in times like these, amen, to be careful how we entertain not only strangers but of people of other faith, whereby you're associated with on your job, your family, your friends, because of the fact you don't want to leave your faith, amen, for being hospitality-wise of trying to be friendly. And you have to be careful about the moves and the tricks of the devil, amen. They're always seeking to draw you back from where you came from. Amen. All of us born in sin and shaped in iniquity, so there's no one can say that, hey, I was born saved. I was born saved in this world, but Jesus. Amen. He's the only one, amen, can say. John the Baptist is a study. Amen. He was Elizabeth. Amen. She was told about her cousin, and when she saluted Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. Amen. So what we're about, as always, is, and we discuss things here at Doctrine of Truth as simple as possible. Amen. Sometimes people might not know, amen, that they are aware of what is happening because the enemy is crafty. He's sneaky. Amen. He always have an overall plan. And nowadays, pleasure is one of the weapons. Selfishness is one of the weapons. Amen. And befriending people is a weapon. But when you can do all of this, amen, and seek God and be careful, say, no, I'm not going to bow down to your God. I'm not going to bow down, amen, and take part in your fellowship, denying Jesus, amen, just to show that I am your friend and I am a part, amen, of your social group. But I do will partake in a decent way that it doesn't leave my faith. So here we are. We're going to go to some scriptures. Amen. We're going to go to some scriptures. We want to look into the book of Thessalonians. The book of Thessalonians is one group there, and Paul was writing to the church and the group there. Amen. And he was saying here in the second chapter of Thessalonians, and Paul addressed in his letter and his movement, he's saying that for your sake, brethren, know our interest into you, that it was not in vain. And Paul, them, they went to Thessalonians, they went there, amen, always to address, encourage, and leave a word, amen. And he said, but even after that, we have suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi. You were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. Now notice here, he said the gospel of God, the gospel of God. God, amen, John 3:16, God is the good news. God is the one that sent Jesus. So, amen, the gospel means good news. So you notice Paul said we was bold in our speech unto you, the gospel of God, with much contention, amen. And we in the third verse, said our exaltation was not to deceive, nor to uncleanliness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God in putting in trust the gospel, with the gospel, even to speak, not as pleasing men, but as God, which tried our hearts. Here's Paul talking about the gospel of God. Amen. Now he going to his second letter, and the gospel is God's news. It is God's news, you know, and that's a whole different approach, amen, study. But it is God's news. But notice this second letter here, amen. He came back through, and this is the modern time, and the Bible is always true, amen. It's God's spoken word. It's God's written word. Second chapter of Thessalonians 9. He said, now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as for us, from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall come, not come, except that come and fallen away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. Now, there will be a falling away first. Paul addressed that the second time, and amen, he was telling the brethren, but the first time, amen, his first letter, Amen. You know what he said in the second, in the first chapter of Thessalonians, and the second chapter about the news that they brought, to Philip, to Thessalonians, was that it is God's news that they brought. It was God's good news, the gospel. He said we was entrusted unto us, and you go through that whole chapter, you can underline so many times he's by God's gospel, God's gospel, God's gospel, God's gospel. Amen. If you go through this whole letter, 20 verses, he speaks of God's gospel. Amen. And gospel being good news. And here is the position, amen, that we're looking at tonight, and from one angle. Amen. There are many. There are many. As always, we have to address it. We just can't throw it to the side. Amen. You have to address the fact that there. Jesus said there are many false teachers are coming. Amen. And these latter days, if nobody ever believed the Bible, and wonder if the Bible true or not, amen. You turn on your television, your radio, amen, and many other things, and you find it all different persuasions out there talking about God, amen. And Paul said, he told the church, now he said, listen now, don't let nobody come to you, amen. I'm back in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. He said, don't be shaken in mind or be troubled by spirit, by word, or nor letter as from us, that is the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Amen. And that the man of sin. Now, let's go to Hebrews, the sixth chapter, and we're gonna open it up, amen, to discussion. And we want to talk reality, amen, reality. The Bible is up to date, amen. Notice the sixth chapter, a book of Hebrews. Sixth chapter of Hebrews said, therefore, leaving the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Now, if you're building a house, amen, you go out there and lay the bricks and the stone, pour the mortar, amen, whatever you start out with, you do what they call the foundation of something, then you can build on top of that, amen. And here's Paul addressing the Hebrews, say, let us not, in other words, let's go out there and start building again, amen. You don't need to do all this. We got to get rid of, amen, our first works. He said the principle of the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Let us go on to perfection. Amen. The second verse, the sixth chapter of Hebrews, say, of the doctrine of baptism, the doctrine of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, eternal life. And if they will do, if God permit, for if it is impossible. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they fall away, that's what we're talking about, falling away, renew them again. Unto repentance, and seeing that they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put them to open shame. All right, here we go. Someone come to, now look at the prodigal son. We'll take it for example real quickly, and I get out the way, amen, because we know we have some dynamic ministers and preachers and evangelists on the line, and brethren that are listening. Amen. Prodigal son. He left his father. He left, I guess, plush living. Amen. He had everything he needed and more. He left He left everything, and all of a sudden, he finds himself in want. He lost. He had to pawn. He had to beg, and he found himself in the back alley somewhere, laying around. Amen. And it came to him, and we have to give all the trophies to the prodigal son. Father, amen. He kept praying. Let's say he kept praying. He kept looking, because prayer and keeping faith is a substance thing hoped for. The father kept looking for him, kept praying for him. Amen. He came to himself. He came to what the love of his family, his father, had provided for him. Amen. And he said, you know what? I'm going back home. He recovered. The prodigal son, his story, yes, it has a lot, description of how he did fall away and how he had lost, but you know what? He came to himself. That love and his remembrance of what, amen, brought him back to himself. Amen. He brought him back to himself, and he said, listen, you know what? I'm going back. I'm going back to my house. I'm going back home. Amen. So every Christian brother that has been born again, amen, things that happen today and time and situations that have been happening. And I was talking to an evangelist, a minister, was talking about a young man. She met a man, and he was drunk. He was so drunk, but he was just quoting scripture. Amen. And sometimes, you might not forget, you might be in a problem. You might be in a situation. You might, without knowing it, get caught or get trapped. Amen. But you can come to yourself. You can come back to God. And that is one of the best thing, repentance. Amen. It's more than money. Amen. God have everything. He all the sources. Amen. All right. We don't want to get too far out here. Amen. Without hearing from you and what you have to say about, amen, backsliding. What is it? What is it? Can we identify with it? Can there be any signs, things we can observe? We can please share that with us tonight, or a testimony, whatever God put on your heart that is true. That is true. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone, those that are in, or you can call 1-855-236-2251, 347-215-8816. And our technician will put you in, and we would like to hear what you have to say. And we will not mention your name unless you want us to. You can mention your name. Amen. But we always like to observe the area code and last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. This broadcast has always been shared for Bible study purposes and the upbuilding of other people's faith. Amen. So we always ask, call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. Because this subject might be good for someone. We always know a good discussion when it's about Jesus is always profitable. Amen. For edification. Amen. That the body of Christ can grow thereby. Amen. All right. You can push 1 on your phone. And this line is open. Amen. For us to discuss what we're talking about in this time, in this place. Amen. Backsliding, going back on what God has done for you, and maybe you didn't understand why it happened. Amen. Maybe you never thought, amen, you haven't been to church in 3 months, 8 months, and you don't think that's a problem. Amen. We know some people might call amen, being sick in the hospital and not able to praise God and talk to God, and that they have left Christ, amen. And you have to observe that. I remember when I was out doing mission work and going around and in my young missionary days and evangelistic days, we went to a senior care place, and the lady there, she was a nurse, but it was on a Sunday afternoon. She was being very rude to those of us that was there trying to read Bible and pray. And we decided to just, you know, some kind of way talk to her, amen, to see what her position was. And we found out that she wanted to be in with church. She wanted to go to church Sunday. She didn't want to be there on her job. They called her in, and she wanted to be, her idea was being in church. And she was working. And slowly as we begin to explain, you know, those of us in the ministry, we're working. We work on Sundays. Amen. We work when people are in the hospital and, amen, on the streets. We're workmen. Jesus said, the harvest is white, but the laborers are few. Amen. So many times the tradition, when you're not in a synagogue at a certain time, a temple at a certain time, people feel, those that are very, you know, involved in tradition and strict, oh, you done backslid. You didn't come to church Sunday, you backslid. We don't know if you could have been sick in a hospital, or your job called you in. Amen. You had to attend to certain things. But it's for your edification and growth. As soon as possible, amen, come to God's house, amen. All right, we have a caller, area code 910, last four digits 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. As I think about the topic on tonight, personally, I think that when a person backslid, as I experienced it from a personal standpoint in the past, it's really just losing, for me, what I've seen it was, is just losing focus on the relationship with God, and just really not understanding how important to keep that relationship is. Sometimes we struggle in certain areas instead of just getting on our knees and praying or and fasting and giving it to God. Sometimes we just totally give up and not really just, I know for me, all I really needed to do is just acknowledge it to God and just give it to Him, you know, the issues going through. Instead, I end up just giving up completely, and, you know, that caused the fall. But, you know, sometimes if you just acknowledge it and give it to Jesus and you know, He'll work the problem out. But sometimes we so quick to just give up and let everything go. And then, you know, sometimes we there can be a one little issue we may be struggling with, and next thing you know, it's just blow it out of proportion. And you're totally, next thing you know, you're totally out there. And, you know, somebody said one time, sin is like getting in a boat and you're laying down in the boat. And when you lift your head up, you're in the water, you don't know where you're at. And it's very true, because you can get yourself out there so far to where you don't know how you got out there that far. You don't know how you got to that point. And sometimes it happens that way if you're not careful. You know, one, if you don't get to the root of what's causing you to want to fall, or what's causing you to want to backslide, or what's causing you to still want to drink or still want to party, you don't get to the root of it, it can eventually take you out. And a lot of times it's just breaking that relationship, you know. And prayer is one of the ways to keep that relationship going. Like I say, if I, looking back on it, if I would have just went into prayer and just gave it to God, it would have never really happened, because, you know, I just broke the relationship by not communicating with Him, and not just, you know, explaining to God what I needed help with. and he already knew it anyway. He just waiting on us to acknowledge it. And I think that's sometimes where I know me personally, that's why I missed it. It's just really all I had to do was just stay in prayer, and it would have worked out. But you know, through life, you always learn from experiences. But that's what I really took away from that experience, is just I should have been in a more position to pray, and I would have been, you know, right where I needed to be. I tell people all the time, the biggest stress reliever is not alcohol, it's not drugs, it's not the different things people think it is. It's the biggest stress reliever. The biggest stress reliever is found on your knees in prayer. When you give it to a person that can handle the problem, you know, you can talk to a person all day long, they can't handle your problems. Or if they can, they might can handle it for a temporary state. But when you give it to God, He's the one that can handle it on a permanent basis. With the blink of an eye, He can take that problem away. And, you know, so we missed the mark by not going into prayer. And I just wanted to share that tonight.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. There's many out there that's in Christ and feel that many can take something away and share with others. Amen. It's good to have a good surroundings, have brothers and sisters around you in Christ. Amen. And we always fall back on the church, your fellowshipping. And all right, we have another caller, 954-4427. All right, God bless you on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. It's great to be back on the call. You know, this subject tonight immediately just touched me. You know, like anything, when it comes to backsliding, you have to stay focused. The one thing that the enemy don't want you to do is stay in the Word of God, you know. Right. And he's going to constantly, you know, it said that before the Word, you know, you go to service and you sit there and you hear the man of God of a word, a message come from out of the pulpit, and it said that before that word can settle in your heart, the enemy will seek to rob you of that word, because he know that if the Word of God settles in you, in your spirit, then you're going to have that word to stand on in times of trials and troubles, because the Holy Spirit, you know, people always say, God, the Holy Spirit will bring all things into remembrance. But that's not true. The Holy Spirit will bring the things of God into remembrance. The Holy Spirit is responsible to bring the carnal-minded things into remembrance, but only the Word of God. And if you've studied it, and received it in your spirit, then the Holy Spirit in times of trial, he's going to be faithful to bring it into remembrance. You know, and the enemy is always, the closer you try to get to God, the more distractions he's going to bring your way. And he does it so subtly, the same way he did with Eve in the garden. You know, will you surely die? That's what he told Eve. And today, you know, the enemy tempt you. He said, well, you know, you've been going to service every time they open the doors up, you know. You can miss a service. You can miss it. And you got a right to have a little fun and go over here and go over there and you know, take a break and do this. This is the enemy subtly trying to get in your spirit to rob you of the word. Because he knows that the word is what's going to keep you. Like you said, the prodigal son, it was instilled in him, and when he got at his lowest point, his very spirit himself brought himself under conviction and asked him, wait a minute. No, he came to himself and said, look, my father's servants are living better than this. You had to, sometimes you, it's like the word say, a little leaven the whole lump. You can get out away from God, and at some point, you don't stop and look at your surroundings. You can look up and say, wonder, how did I get so far away from God when I was so dedicated at one point? And now I'm out here and weighing that I don't even have I don't even think about going to service now because I'm so much enjoying now being out here where I'm at. And there are many things today that the enemy can distract you and pull you away from the Word of God. And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself out there and find it hard to go back because you're enjoying what you when you're away from the Word.
All right. Very good. Very good. As always, amen. As always, it's giving us some depth into this messages, as always. And God comes and uses us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I thought many good thoughts came through that. Amen. Comment.
I wanted to add that, you know, one of the things Tiger Woods, in his beginning, the commentators will talk about his focus and how focused he was, and they were saying that he would go to the course and play that course several times before he even got into the competition, the tournament. He would play that course and go over that course, and they were saying people had no idea how many times he would play that course before he actually got into the competition. And they always was talk about during the competition how focused he was, that the crowd and all the surrounding never affected him. He was totally focused. And it was in his latter years when he began to be distracted with all the things around him. He began to do things and be distracted. So this is where it is with the Word of God. When you get where you're pursuing God, And you got a set time that no matter what, this is my time, I'm going to go get into the Word of God. That's when the enemy comes at you with challenges to get you off course. With all the things he has at his disposal today, it's easy to tempt you to get off course because he'll say, well, you've been going so strong. It won't hurt you to go over here a little while or go over this way or go over that way. And a lot of times he'll send somebody that's close to you. And, you know, somebody might come in from out of town or something, say, look here, man, I'm here for a few days. Won't you? And it's always a subtle way of getting you to move away from your pursuing the Word of God, that he can get you out there when that you don't know how you got so far away from God.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. As always, when I found this chapter in my study, Ezekiel the 18th chapter, amen, I call it the sin vacation. It talks about all kind of ways, amen, for person, amen. If they leave God, all they have to do is repent, amen, and come back to God. And it also talk about the same thing that you mentioned in that. It said in Ezekiel 18 and 24, he said, man, when the righteous turn away from his righteousness, amen, and committeth iniquity and does according to all abomination that the wicked man does, shall he live. All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. Amen. So, you know, take a sin vacation, the enemy wants, like you're saying there. Amen. If you take a sin vacation, amen, if you mess around and leave this world, God going to judge you in what you've been doing. Thank God for repentance. All right, we have another caller, area code 305, last four digit, 4271. God bless you, you're on the air.
God bless you.
God bless you, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank God. I'm listening tonight on the study. And it's a lot of profoundness in this, you know. A matter of fact, I had to kind of like check on this, and I began to see something became visible to me that I never thought of. Now, you look at Israel, where Israel was known as backsliding.
Yes.
You see, and you notice it. And in your prelogue there, as you was talking, you went to the scripture that says falling away. You get the contrast. See what God was doing for Israel and all the ordinances of what happened, the laws that he gave, they didn't keep them. They broke them. And you get a good look at this guy, King Saul. You get a good look at backsliding as per God is saying that he don't want the church to be like Israel. See, Saul was he was a chosen king, but then his heart got evil. You see, so it points to us in the church. God, when we come to Jesus, he gives us a drive. You know what Paul said? What was that, Paul? That was Peter that said, you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. So you see, in the church, it's as you've been, you got to what? Keep pushing. This is why you keep getting refilled with the Holy Spirit, so you can keep the momentum going. Amen. And just as it's been said, you know, sometimes you can listen to other folks, you see, and wind up in the same slot then. You got to listen to God. This is why he gives you, as brother, what's his name, that was saying there about the Holy Spirit. See, he brings things to your remembrance so you can do what you need to do. You got to be steadfast and unmovable. The word says that, but he's talking to you. He's talking to the heart, see? So not only that, we walk in faith. We abide in faith. And this is what pleases God. Now, you know, sometimes temptations will call you to fall away. You see?
Yes,
and you have to keep it in your mind. Ain't that you exempted from it, you see? But the word of God is there. What he said, guard your heart. You see, you the one got to stay alert. You see, you can't say, oops, Lord, I made a mistake. It don't work like that. Because you got Christ in you. He's the hope of glory. So now if temptation come, you got to remember that God said he'll keep you. He'll deliver you from all them temptations. He won't allow nothing to come on. This is the guard that they have on your heart. He won't allow more to be put on you than you're able to handle. But when you start falling away, you start accusing other folks. You understand? Where you thump your toe, you blame somebody else. So it's kind of crucial for every man to examine himself and see that he in the faith. You see, you can't beat yourself down because there's failure in this human facility, this human makeup. But amen, that's why the law said pray. I heard you say that. You got to pray. You got to get a build up. You got to let the word of God dwell in you richly. And I'm finding out that it's true. Man, I'm going to tell you something. When your body began to fail, you better have somebody in there. You better have somebody inside of you to hold a conversation with you. Because when the doctors and the nurses get through with you, you ain't by nothing in your sickness. You ain't by nothing. But I tell you what, God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So in your heart, you got to have the build up, you see, because this is where the momentum is driven. And I like what you were saying. I said, Bishop is somebody done talk to him. Listen, sometimes you don't feel like going to church.
Yes, sir.
But you got to have a conversation with yourself and get up. And if you got to get somebody to drag you up in there, you see, that's the momentum, you see, because Jesus, he paid it all. Now, if you imagine it, it'll lift you right up. It'll give you that momentum. Look what he suffered and did nothing. You see, look what he called you to, and you done did it all. So I'm looking at the backsliding as Israel and the drive in us that we must continue, just like Galatians was saying there about who has bewildered you, that you don't obey the truth. Why are you so soon turn away from the doctrine? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I kind of looking at there, Bishop.
All right, very good, as always. Amen. A couple of things that, amen, it came to my mind when you were speaking. As always, we had many, and the Holy Spirit bring a lot of things to our mind. Jesus said the harvest is great, and the workers are few. Amen. And those of us that are in the work, in the ministry, should go out. Houses and evangelists and go around and pray for our brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Amen. In the hospital. And Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was in prison. Amen. That's the work. As well as so much mentioned about prayer and reading the word. Amen. And all that. We always have to continue. Always have to continue. All right.
Bishop, you know that.
Yes, sir.
The apostles, you know how they run for their life, you know, when the local people come up on the police and all that, come up after them, local authority come after them, they run and for their life, but they won't run far, they run one block. And start the service all over again. I said, now, wait a minute. Now, why don't you run, get on about the city? But they had that drive in them. You see?
Yes, sir.
In the natural man, you see, they wanted to continue. They had the faith, like the scripture tell how Jesus was, I think it was prophetic when he was saying that come a day that you have to run to the mountain, but don't take nothing, you know, from the high. You got to go get up on the housetop. So it's a drive that the Holy Ghost puts in you that surpasses, you see. Like the scripture, peace that Jesus gives you surpasses all understanding. See,
yes,
see, we ain't just, what it says, greater is he that's in you. You see what I'm saying? And you talking, you think you talking about somebody else, but we talking about you. You see, you can be. I've seen ladies, they so timid, but that you start talking about Jesus, man, they get bold like a lion. I said, no, wait a minute here, is that the same person? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm looking at there. The momentum today is. More, you got to what? Push yourself. I can't look at you. I got to what? I got to, if what I do, it may encourage you, you see. But I got to keep my eyes on Jesus, you see, because he going to take me to the finishing line. And I'm going to need some personal momentum to do that.
Amen. All right. As always, amen. Many points brought out. The things we have to observe. Amen. The thing that Jesus, temptation, it started in the garden. You can see the tools of the enemy. Amen. Sometimes he uses other people. Amen. He used the serpent. Amen. To talk to Eve. Amen. And once she saw she made a mistake, instead of her confessing her mistake, like 1 John 1:9 said, when they come to you, we confess our fault one to another, amen, and pray, amen. And she went to start making excuses. And that was brought out, amen, on last call about making excuses. So what we have now, we have the enemy will tempt you. He will cause you to start making excuses, amen. And don't think you're above temptation, because Jesus was tempted. Everybody going to be tempted in some ways and some means. Amen. For what purpose? To stop you from serving the Lord. Stop you from getting your mansion. Amen. I remember, amen, when we was in the army, we had a picture Everybody had their little picture on the wall, had their little picture over the bunk or somewhere in the Jeep or somewhere. And they always, next thing you know, we're talking about what we're going to do when we get back to the United States, what we're going to do when we get out of the service. And, amen. So you should have something to remind you from time to time. And that's what church service, reading the Bible and prayer and feeling the Holy Spirit remind you, Jesus, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So don't give up, those that are out there. Amen. We're getting ready to turn the corner here. Getting ready, we always, as always, amen, when we get ready to turn the corner, amen, the next 10 minutes, we're going to start having prayer for those that are absent. Amen. So those that are listening, and call a friend, tell a friend, amen, come in on the subject of Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. They can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in. Amen. And we acknowledge your area code and last 4 digits. And if you want to mention your name, you can. Amen. If not, we'd be glad to hear what you have to say. Testimonies, and vision and dreams. Amen. So we're in the last days. In the last days, and because of a lot of sorrow in the land. All right, area code 954-4427. Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. You on the air? 4427.
Yes. I was just thinking that, you know, you mentioned visiting the hospitals and things, and it would bring me back to when, at the time that I had double pneumonia and I could not make a sound, and I couldn't make any vocal sounds, but the Holy Spirit. Brought into my memories that the Job, and that the Lord told Satan that you can try him, but you don't have charge over his spirit, over his life, and that's the one thing that I kept thinking to myself as I laid there and couldn't make a sound. I kept that thought in my mind, and this is what I kept saying to myself, that God did not give him charge over my life. I'm going to lay here and get some rest, but I don't care how bad it seemed, God didn't give him charge over my life, and this will pass. And I had to keep that in me because I couldn't make a sound, but that one scripture there is the one that I stood on while I laid there waiting to recover. So, you know, this is the thing about letting the word settle in your spirit. When you are down and when you are in tough moments and you can't, you don't have the word of God at your side, then you got to go on what has settled in your spirit. So that's where, you know, you got to stay focused. You got to stay, you know, in life, in everyday life, when a person goes out to accomplish something, they set their sights on what they want to do, and they stay focused. They stay stuck, trained, keep their eyes trained on the goal that they're trying to accomplish. And the distractions that come, they ignore them so that they can accomplish what they're going after. Same with the word of God. Once you get on this journey of trying to live kingdom principles and stuff, you got to stay focused and not let the distractions of the enemy pull you away from the truth itself. And knowing that that's what the enemy wants to do, he wants you to focus on and get your eyes off the truth and start looking at the deception that he's going to put before you.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Very good. And it's good to know, amen, that's when the Lord, how to get saved, when a person will confess with their mouth and believe in their heart. Amen. God look at the heart of a situation. Amen. Jesus told the disciples one time, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. All right, we have another caller. Amen. I think it's area code 561, last four digits, 4556. God bless you on the air.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
How y'all doing?
Go right ahead. You on the air?
Amen. Amen. I'm just piggybacking off of what I came in late on. Was when you focus on something, you keep your eyes set on it. Amen. And that's what this hour is about, us staying focused, keeping our eyes on the prize, and not losing our first love. Amen. Going back to when we first believed, how excited we was, to not get so deep that we become drenched and dead, but become excited about every song that you hear, because it don't take our all day sermon. When you just hear the words of prayer, when you just hear the beginning of a sermon, you get happy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm setting my sights on the everlasting arm of God. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Very good. Remember, music is good. Amen. It helps, amen, rejuvenate the man, the spirit man. David came in and played skillful music, amen, and ran the spirit out of Saul. So we'd be nothing wrong with having good, skillful, amen, music, special gospel music, amen, because, you know, that's one of the weapons of the enemy. We can turn that around and use it for our glory, amen, glorifying God. Sometimes you be down, amen, and you and the enemy throwing all these negativity thoughts and your body is acting all up, and amen. But the spirit man is still alive. The spirit man is still alive. And we got to help him out a little bit. Give him a little music. Give him a little rest. Amen. And, you know, let him say, listen, we going on. We going on. Paul said, we got to press our way. Amen. We want to get ready now and get ready for prayer. And one thing, we as saints of God have to understand, it was mentioned earlier, amen, our first caller, amen, that how powerful prayer is. And then we went on to the Word of God, and amen, as we keep going on, amen, observing. James the fifth chapter, and amen, I'm proactive about the church, amen, because I know, not only because of, you know, in the ministry, but it says, James the fifth chapter, in the 14th verse, any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Living right means something to God. You can get through the kingdom. You can get through living right. But also, if a person has fallen away, amen, you feel that you have fallen away from Christ, they call for prayer, or you can call the church elders. This was very, very important that you know men and women of God is living right. Amen. And their job, and they'll come out and pray for you. Amen. Or even when it's time for prayer. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Amen. If you made a mistake or a situation that happened. Amen. It's just like me, if I can use this example. Amen. If you drop your cell phone somewhere. Amen. Or you lost your keys. And someone say, oh, here's the keys. All you have to do is call this number. Just come over to the desk, and you can get your keys. And I know you won't be embarrassed. And you'd be, oh, here, that's my phone. That's my cell phone. Oh, that's the keys to my car. That's the keys to my car. The keys to my house. Oh, my God, I lost the keys. You won't be embarrassed because you know what those items mean to you. Amen. The same thing, your salvation should be very precious to you. Amen. Matter of fact, it is. It's your life. It's your new life. Amen. It will keep you going. That's what keep us going, the hope of glory. the new home, the golden streets, the mansions. Amen. No walls and shooting and killing and sickness and disease. Amen. That's what should keep you going. Should keep you going. Keep all of us going. Amen. That should be precious to you. Amen. Your salvation. So if it happens to be, and your brother and sister, some of you have fallen away of problem, has said, go back, go to them in love and restore that brother. Talk to them in love. Don't beat them up and beat them down and, amen, and call them a devil and all of that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Amen. Just the Holy Spirit just remind me when we had a tent up in a small town, and this older man, he would help me constantly put the tent up every day. I'd come back to the tent, he'd be cleaning around it, but he had this big old cigar in his mouth. And amen. I know I'm an evangelist. I'm winning souls. And amen. And at the end of the week, amen, I said, now let me talk to my friend here. They call him Doc, and I said, Doc, come here, Doc. What church you go to? And why you haven't given yourself to Christ? Like, I can't be saved, man. I can't be saved. I said, what you mean you can't be saved? Oh no. The missionary told me that I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I can't be saved. Amen. Amen. Because every now and then I smoke a little bit. Amen. This cigar I put in my mouth. Sometimes I don't smoke, and I drink a little bit. And you know, every now and then I can't be saved. Oh my God! And I don't know what happened. I had another sermon going. I don't know where it came from. Amen. But there are many people out there. Amen. Untaught, have not learned how to restore people to Christ. Amen. And that's a whole. Sometimes it'll be false teachers and liars trying to keep you out of the kingdom. But right now, we got to get ready for prayer. Our time is winding down. We'd like to have at least three callers to lead us in prayer for those that are listening, those that, amen, that will be listening later on in this conversation where this study might be repeated. Amen. Just push one on your phone. Amen. And give us about a 30 seconds, amen, of prayer. Amen. Technician will put you in. Amen. As we begin to wind down. All right. We have first caller. Amen. God bless you. Doctor, go ahead. 4271.
Lord, we bless you for your favor today. We thank you for this program. We thank you for Bishop and his endeavors. We just pray, God, that you would further bless the hearers and those that are listening. And all those that have spoken and contributed to the program tonight, we ask you for strength. We ask you, oh God, give us the build up that we continue, this race, that we won't be left, oh God, behind. In Jesus' precious name, I pray and give you the glory. Amen.
All right, another caller, 954-4427. God bless you. You're on the air. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the gifts that you have given us and deposited with you. We do not take them lightly, but we commit to using them responsibly and well. Father God, give us a precious cry of truth and beauty on which we can draw as we enter each day and knowing our creativity and our ideas, so that even the smallest task we do, we give honor to you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Pray.
God bless you all. As always, we thank God for you. Father, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon those calls and bless them in a mighty way, oh God. And as they begin to go and be witnesses for your kingdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to restore their spirit and mind and soul. Oh God, give us strength. Give us strength, Lord, that we can do the work you call us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God bless you for calling in, and we continue to do it. We can't do it without you. Amen. We ask you now to share this with others. In Jesus' name. Till next time, God bless you.